哈利路亚，我们先从约伯记二十八章来思考一下。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, let us begin with Job, chapter 28.
因为我们圣经有一个很重要的称为智慧传统的一些智慧书。
In the Bible, we have some very important book, a book of wisdom.
那个智慧传统是源远流长。
And Book of Wisdom has been a long time.
它也是古代近东，譬如说巴比伦后埃及，他们有共通的一个，那就所谓的智力的财产或一个储藏。
It has been since a long time, the asset for Babylon and Egypt.
那但是呢，崇拜一神信仰的犹太人，或者应该说古代以色列人，对这个智慧他所下的定义。会更具有这个动力跟他内在的生命。
And in the ancient Israelite, they consider the wisdom is full of motivations and energy.
因为他的所谓的智慧，一方面是有关实际人生的事物。
And wisdom is considered the practicality of life.
人的技能潜力。
And humans in a human nature,
或者是他处事待人的一个技巧
or the way you interact with each other.
但是更重要的智慧是应该是内在的睿智，就是从神来的特别的透视力、洞察力。
And the most important is for the inner self that from God his divine nature.
那这个呢，我们仔细查考一下，就可以知道它的层次、它的多元的意义。
When we research on this in details, we will be able to know the a deeper meaning.
一方面，我们可以说，比如说在摩西建造会幕里头的记载。
So we consider when the Moses is building doing the tabernacles.
那神的智慧，神赐给这些的工匠手的智慧来制造会幕，或者说工匠的巧匠的这些装饰的这些必具的装饰。
And the wisdom of God has passed on to these workmen how they will build the tabernacle.
虽然说是智慧，其实一个技能一个工匠的技能。
And this wisdom is considered the skill of a workman.
那以后在列王记里头记载，有些谋士能够酝酿在国家政策方面的，他们也被称为说有智慧。
In the Book of King, that they are these those who plan strategy that is considered wisdom.
但是这些智慧是指着说治理的能力。
And this wisdom is considered the skill of management.
或者说在所罗门判断两个妇女为了被压死的婴孩，那争吵另外。幸存的还婴孩属谁的两个妇女争闹当中
，and how Solomon able to judge between the two women fighting for their kid？
那我们可以看出Solomon的断案很正确，因为神给他智慧。
We are able to see the right judgment of Solomon because God has given him wisdom。
所以说很多记载都突出这个智慧这个字眼和这个概念。
And there are many recording that about this wisdom and the concept of wisdom.
假定我们真的有心的整理的话，起码你可以下大概六条到七条的普通的定义。
For example, if you're going to organize this wisdom, you can categorize into six.
但是今天我们特别要集中的，那我们就先从约伯记二十八章来切入。
Now we're going to focus on Job.Chapter 28.
因为约伯记里头的这一章也是称为的智慧诗篇。
And Job is considered one of the book of wisdom.
那在这一章里头，我们就可以学习到圣经所说的属神方面的跟信仰方面应有具备的这个智慧是什么样的定义。
In this chapter, we are able to see discern the godly wisdom.
好，请翻开二十八章。
Let's look at Job chapter 28.
这里用诗歌体来描写。
Here is described with psalm.
所以说是称为智慧诗。
So it's considered the sum of points, a point of wisdom.
那我们来看这个第一节以下。
Let's look at verse one.
就银金，或者说其他的矿产，要挖掘到地的深处。
And silver and gold that will be taken from the heart of the earth.
所以这第一节是用采矿的这样的寻找来做比喻。
was one they are using the mining as a parable.
啊，所以说到第三节说人会在这个旷野之处来挖开矿坑。
Said verse 3 says man will be doing the mining from the ground.
那用这个前提说人要挖掘在金矿银矿要有寻找或者努力这种探索的经过。
When man is looking for silver or gold mining, they have to search that.
但是它重点是哪儿是真正的可以找到。
But most importantly, it is trying to address where you can find this gold mine.
因为这个看不见的金银和其他的矿物是深藏在人所不知道的地穴。地下里头。
Because man cannot see where this gold and silver mining has been hidden under the ground.
是表明说它的深处、它的玄妙、它的无可测之。
That means is the insightful and the deep meaning that you cannot find.
所以你还是要找。
So you still need to look for it.
然后呢，我们就再看到第六节以下。
Let's look at verse 6 and on.
这通常是要关照这个世界我们所谓的自然现象来了解所谓的一个人间或自然界的一个定律或者规矩。
We look at this natural scenery with the law.
那当然有时候你看为平常的素以为常的事物其实它也就是说背后深藏的一番很深奥的道理。
Some things that you consider natural and ordinary, well, there is a hidden meaning to it. 那就
教导我们如果透视这些常理或者日常的事物来看到那个神所定的定律。
It teaches us how we can look at God's law and the definitions for this nature.
因为你假定真的这样去寻找的话你会知道地在的石头有蓝宝石和金刷矿里头深藏在里头。
And yeah, if you search for it, you are able to see the sapphire and the precious stones that God has hidden.
或者你没有看过的这个大鹏、小雕鸟，它们在不同的境界里头在活跃着、飞翔着。
You will be able to tell from the eyes of the falcons or birds where they're looking at.
那你就慢慢的体会这个自然界的奥秘。
You are able to feel the mystery of this nature.
但是在十二节，他就再强调一句话。
And verse 12, it emphasizes something.
然而你看到，譬如说关照万物皆自得的这普通现象里头，你哪里去找到这个智慧？
In this ordinary nature, where can you find wisdom?
所以这个提问就向世界要追求的人来问，你哪儿可找到？
So it questions everybody where you can find wisdom.
你哪儿可以找到聪明？也可以圣经就是跟智谋的、训诲的、人的这个透视力、断案力或者判断力连接在一起的所谓的智聪明。
Where you can find out is strategy and wisdom and look through it.
好，所以你先问这个问题，哪儿去找？
Now you have the questions where you can find it.
那第二个呢？他就在问说，它价值你能够知道吗
？And the second, what is the value of this wisdom?
所以说你就要知道说智慧的用途，智慧的这个内在价值。
You have to know the functionality of wisdom and the value of wisdom.
所以他就把智慧的价值比着人所珍贵的金金、玛瑙、宝石来。比你在一起。
So here compare this value of wisdom with the precious stone.
然后用比较级来说，哪个比较重要
？In comparison, which one is more important?
价值来说，你是这些金银财宝重要，还是这边看不见内在价值高的那个智慧呢
？Consider these values. The precious stone is more precious, or the wisdom is more important.
所以十六节以下就说这些宝物。都不足以你要追求的智慧来的可以来相比你的。
And from verse 12 on, this precious stone cannot compare with the wisdom.
所以智慧是无可比拟。
Wisdom is indefinite and no values can compare.
你不可以用这个凡俗的、这认为珍贵的事物来比拟这个无价宝这个智慧。
You cannot use any precious events or things to compare with wisdom.
所以从这以下到二十二节就讲这番道理。
And from verse 12 on to 22, it talks about these.
那你再看二三节，就当然要找到一个人所谓的追根寻本。 一个根源的地方要把握住了。
Then verse 23 on, it talks about where we can find our roots.
不管你所追求的智慧、聪明或人生百相，一定要找到这个源头。
It doesn't matter if we're looking for a wisdom or the smartness in man. You have to find the root of this.
那你要寻找智慧。
You have to look for wisdom.
你可不可探知的智慧，你要寻找它的解谜。
That this mystery of wisdom, you have to find the answer to it.
那你要找到这位神。
That you have to find this God.
所以二三节就点出神是你应该追踪的，应该去明白的，然后你把握住了，才可以找到你刚才所问的哪里，它的价值何在。
And verse 23 says that God is the one that you're looking for, then you will, once you find God, you will be able to find the value of the wisdom.
那你假定谨慎的从二三节到最后二十七节来看呢？
And from verse 23 to 27,
你能把神的这个特性来把它用语言来表达吗？
How you can express the divine nature of God?
当然我们可以。
Yes, we can.
因为第一个，他鉴察这个遍察天下。
Because the first one it says it has looked upon this whole world.
就把你带到诗篇所讲的神的宝座，好像一百。零三篇说五节六节，神的宝座安定在天，他俯察天下万国万民。
It is like Psalm 103, verse 5 to 6. It talks about the God's throne is looking over the entire world.
那他在鉴察全知啊，他在公平待人。
That knows everything that it will be fair to everybody.
所以说，神的全知，神的鉴察。
The all knows God and his understanding.
就在这个二三二四节表达出来。
That is demonstrated in verse 23 and 24.
所以说我们看到神的属性，就知道他是全知、全能、全智这样的一个描写。
So we are able to know the divine nature of God, the all know God.
他是应该我们追寻的一个根本。
And God is what we're looking for, our root.
那再看他的保质，我们叫 divine providential care, 他的这个保质，他的保护治理在全世界跟人类。
Let us look at the divine providential care of God.
那他的确说为人或者为自然界定疆界、定界限。
How he has set the boundary for the world.
那意思说，比如说风啊，或者海啦、陆地啊、山岳啦、低谷啦，都有一个界限，都有一个分别。
That we look at how he defined the wind, the sea, the mountains, and all in it.
人的连线疆界或他的生活动作存留都在他的手中。
How he has connected humans, their life, and they all in God's hand.
就好像保罗在十七章二十四节以下所使徒行传所见证的。
And just like what Paul has testified in Acts chapter 17.
所以这里所提到神的保质，就显出一个自然律、自然的规律。
He's talk about the nature law that God has defined.
那这个自然律就譬如说白日黑夜、海洋大陆。
And all this nature, the sea and the wind.
云生雨降。
And all how the rains fall and how winds flow.
百合就汇集到百川，汇集到大海。
And how the streams flow into the sea.
好像传道书第一章所阐明的。
And it's just like Ecclesiastes in chapter 1 that has demonstrated.
这个自然界的规律显出神的大能的保质跟他的怎么界限、怎么的命定。
And all this law of nature that has defined God.
在这个整个人世间跟自然界显出了一个大和谐。
That it has created a harmony in the man's on man's earth.
它的规律，它的定律，它的原理。
His law and his theory.
这个也是智慧书所强调神的大能，能够分出这样的秩序，它的规律。
And this is what the book of wisdom has demonstrated the law of nature.
然后呢，人家或自然界看到神的大能，他所定的自然秩序跟人间的伦常。则会赞叹神的伟大。
Then once God has defined all this nature that man will praise for.
因为神会坚定，神要让人家查究。
Because God will let man to search for it.
然后就会跟人说， 跟人说造物主啊就是有智慧，远离恶就是聪明。
And then God will tell man that if you're away from the wickedness, then you are closer to the wisdom.
因为你看到你查究，你寻找查究，而且获得神这个根本。根源的时候你会说这句话。
So as men have researched the nature that they are able to know the root, like this word.
所以简单的这个约伯记二十八章在阐明一个道理。
So when we simplify this in Job 28,
第一个就是说智慧何处寻找。
So where we can find wisdom.
第二个智慧是无可比拟的。
Wisdom is incomparable.
第三个你从自然的这秩序跟定律得看出这根本神的大能。
From the natures and the law that defined by God, you are able to see the power of God.
第四个假定你去追这查究。去追寻，你用到这个神，找到这个神，那你会感叹说出一句话。
If you search for these and look upon God, then you are able to praise the nature.
那就智慧书的一个主旨。
And this is the theme in the book of wisdom.
就是要敬畏神。
And to fear God.
那你愿意恶事敬畏主，那就是智慧，就聪明啊，就是有神所给的这个。奥秘的解的谜底了。
And when you depart from the wickedness and near to God, then you are able to see the answer to all this nature.
好，用这样的了解，我们现在来看箴言书。
We use this understanding to look at Proverbs.
其实箴言书也是一个通常我们要考虑到几点。
And a few things, points that we need to consider.
就是说智慧书，像箴言这本书。
And Book of Wisdom is like Proverbs.
它第一段呢，就一节到六节那，第二节到六节那里，第一章的一节、二节到六节。
Proverbs, chapter 1:1-6.
那是说这本智慧书对人的益处在哪里
？And what is the benefit to man？
它是应用到我们人的心智辨识能力的。
They use on our will and our way of discern.
譬如说，要晓得这是智训，就是智慧的训诲。
So we have to know the lesson from the wisdom.
你会分辨人的语言。
That you are able to recognize and discern the language.
会教导你怎么待人处事。
And will teach you how to treat one another.
追求良善德性。
That you go after the goodness and all the good things.
那你要追求智慧，他当然叫你要学习，要长进，所以你就会增长学问。
That you have to go after this wisdom, so you may improve on yourself.
那你就明白这从师父来的，从神来的这个智慧的训诲训词。
Able to understand the lessons of wisdom that is from God.
连那些玄秘的或者隐藏的道理。
Including,
你就会发现会明白
including this mystery and all the hidden meaning and word of God.
所以这个第一章二节到六节在讲说，你读这个智慧书，就是说用箴言书来做代表，你也可以明白得到这些好处的。
That means in Proverbs chapter 1:1-6, if you look for wisdom and you understand these, then you are able to know.
那现在我们把我们自己想象，处身到古代所谓的这个智慧传统。
Let us put ourselves in the path of wisdom in ancient time.
因为古代有称为智慧师父的。
Then, in the ancient time, that we have considered wisdom as in our life.
Wisdom masters.
Wisdom master.
那他以父亲以老师的身份来教导众门生子弟。
And they consider wisdom as a teacher to pass on this knowledge.
那这个在这个以色列古代历史常常出现的经的典籍的出处的。
And it has been recorded in the ancient book in the Israelite.
那你可以看出这个智慧师父跟子弟的这样的一个，好像说一个学门或者 school 哈。一个学校一样。
Then you can see this institute of wisdom.
譬如说宫廷。
Like a palace.
或者是在这个乡里。
And in the village.
所以他要训练一些文士，训练这智谋，可以做教导师的。
They're going to train all the scribe and the strategic planner.
甚至在这个圣殿的这个祭司们，他们的教学习跟教导律法。
And teach them to the priests.
所以说就好像我们现在的这儿童教育和社会教育一样的在推行。
Just like our community college education said has been going on.
那在这个箴言书里头的说话的人
，In the book of Proverbs, those who say,
有时候是用所罗门
，Sometimes is Solomon.
有时候用智慧师傅
，Sometimes is a wisdom master.
有时候用智慧女士，变成抽象的一个女阴性的女士来训诲。
Sometimes is a feminine characters.
Feminine character.
Feminine
那这样子这些角色就是要把神的智慧神的训词来教导给古代的宗教社会
All these characters will pass on the knowledge and wisdom of God to the public
好那现在我们来专门注意到几个重点
Now let us pay attention to a few points
刚才说过的那个这个智慧书和智慧教导的益处用途以后
So the after we talk about the function and the wisdom.
那第七节
verse 7
还是一个重要的字眼，敬畏神是智慧的开端，知识的开端。
Very important verse here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
那就把智慧的人在底下提出一个愚妄的人。
And it compared with a fool who despises wisdom.
所以我们在箴言书里头或智慧传统里就可以看到智跟愚这两个很强烈的对比。
Then we are able to see this wisdom and fools that there's a strong contrast to each other.
那我们应该有一个单篇来讲这个愚昧人的这个定义。
Then we should talk about just the fools and in this category.
好，那我们来看呢，这里从第八节所说，我儿。
In verse 8, it says, my son.
第十节十一节说我儿。
And verse 11, my son.
十三节说我儿。
Verse 13, my son.
所以说这师父在称呼他这父亲称呼儿子或者说师父称他的门徒都说我儿。
And how father call his disciple or his son is they will say, my son.
其实这是师父的口吻来教导。Yeah.
Just the way the how the master called upon them
那就把说应该要敬畏神，应该要听从这个明智的训诲。
Yeah, you have to fear the Lord and listen to the word of wisdom.
然后在十一节里头有一个插白。
And verse 11, there is a saying.
就说你在学习智慧当中。
And when you're learning this wisdom,
假定有恶人的邀引或在试探的时候
if there's an invitation from the wicked,
那你要留神
and you have to pay attention,
你要注意
you have to be cautious,
你就不要跟他们不要设探被他们设计跟从他们道路
and do not follow their way.
那这个就跟诗篇的第一章的开场这个总集的一个开场白一样的道理。
And this is the same as the Psalm, chapter 1.
意思就是说你做智慧人。
As you're a person with wisdom.
你不要去跟从恶人的计谋。
Do not follow the way of the wicked.
你不要站在这罪人的道路。
And do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
你不要与他们亵慢人的座位来同坐席。
Do not be in Do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
所以这里恶人、罪人或者是亵慢人，都是属于神所厌倦、神所厌恶、所要击打的一个邪恶的代表。
So God dislikes all these ungodly sinners and the scornful.
所以你当智慧的儿女的时候，你应该提防这些恶人、罪人、亵慢人的愚昧，或跟他们罪，或是他们的罪行。
And when you are the son or daughters of the wisdom, then you should be cautious of these ungodly sinners and scornful.
所以一章十五节以下，你就可以看出。这些恶人所带给的灾害，你要提防了。
You are able to see from verse 15 on that you have to be cautious.
你要禁止走他们的路。
That you have do not walk in their way.
你不要跟他们这样，就是说陷害无辜，流无辜人的血。
And do not cause any harm to the innocents.
不要有这万恶之根的贪婪。
And do not be the root of do not be greedy.
那这个你就要提防了。
And you have to be cautious.
因为会夺取你的财物跟生命的。
Because it will take away your possessions and your life.
好，这一段就是说把你很简单的生活教养那给你阐明。
And it talks about how we live our life, has a demonstration here.
就是说要敬畏神。
To obey God and fear Him.
要注意这智慧的道路。
And pay attention to the path of the wisdom.
就是父亲母亲的教训跟法则，你要留心听，要把它挂在颈脖上。来当着你的装饰。
And father and mother, their instruction you have to pay attentive to.
那你要提防恶人的道路。
You have to be cautious on the path of the
sinners. 不要跟他们同伙同行。
Do not be like them.
好，那这个是在这一章的19节以上的一个摘要。
And this is the main topics on this top chapter.
那我们从二十节以下看到这我们所谓的现身说法。
Then on verse 20 on, we can see the call of wisdom.
现身说法，就是 presence of the
The presentations of the wisdom.
那这个智慧本是抽象的。
And this wisdom is very abstract.
但是它现在变成具体化，成好像一个人，它会出现在人群面前。
And it turns into something that you are able to see like a person.
我们英文叫 personification, 哈，就是说人格化、人生化、拟人化。那再看，请看第八章。
And in English is personification. Let us look at chapter
8. 在第八章的第一节那里。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
它跟第一章那里说的，也出现在这个道路广场。
They say it has appeared in the square.
站在高处。
It stood on the high places.
在人群聚集的这个城门宽广处。
And where people are at the place where people gathered.
他也会出声来呼喊。
They will call out.
他会大声的劝勉。
And it will scream loudly and give advice.
这等于说神智慧的声音聚集在人心，在社会。变成有形的一个彰显了。
That means the wisdom word of God will be manifested in man's heart.
那他在说什么
？And what is God talking about?
那请回看这个第一章箴言第一章的第22节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1:23.
要么是训诫那些愚昧的、亵慢的和愚顽的人。
Send to all those fools and the scorners.
我们请注意一下，已经把愚昧的这个层次程度已经说出来。
And we talk about the level of the fools.
愚昧
and fool.
我们要是用拼音来讲，就 K E S A S I L, Kesil 是一个愚昧，讲不来，就是愚蠢的愚。
Fool is considered Kesila. You can express it.
那再来一个亵慢，是神最恨的。最要打击的，我们叫 lash, L E S H, 就是一个恨那种顽梗，那种鼻子在上，心里很刚硬，拒绝接受真理的这些人。
And all these fools who refuse the word of God that we call it lash.
还有就愚顽。
And the simple one.
愚顽。
And the fool.
因为这个我们英文或中文比较有字面的变化，层次深浅的衬托可以了解。
When Chinese has more word to describe them.
但英文有时候叫 fool, foolish, stupid, 或者说 stupidity, 或者说是什么这些字眼还是不足以，但是拉丁文可以啊，但不足以的表达它的在深浅。这个黑白的程度。
Well, the Latin words can express this fool better than English.
那愚顽会跟拿巴这个名字一样。
And foolish is considered has the same meaning as Nabal.
记得在撒母耳记上25章，要拿这个阿比盖尔这个贤惠的妇人，她的丈夫就是叫拿巴。
And Samuel chapter 25 talks about a man called Nabal as a demonstration of foolish.
Nabal,
N-A-B-A-L. Nabal,
N-A-B-A-L. 那意思就是很愚顽。
That means he's a fool, very foolish.
25章那个撒母耳记上25章4节，那你怎么描写他呢？
Then in First Samuel chapter 25 verse 4, how does that describe him?
就是描写他，我们翻就好。
Let us look at the verse.
他描写他这个人的性质啊，他是愚顽。 二十五章啊，第四节。
Chapter 25, verse 4。
这个人为人刚愎啊，第三节，刚愎凶恶。啊，这里是一个描写。
And this person is
刚愎凶恶。
As a weak,
very obstinate.
Obstinate.
And very evil.
And very evil.
那再看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
我丈夫这个人名字叫拿巴勒。
So my husband is called Nabal.
名字跟他性格很相称，他叫愚顽。
His personality is like his name, is very folly.
所以最后神把他击打，在这二三十八节，神就击倒他了。
So God wanted to strike him, like verse 28.
三十八节，这里好，那你就看拿巴出现在箴言书，也出现三次，在描写他的顽梗，他的刚愎，他的凶恶。
And you can see this word of Nabal has appeared three times in the book of Proverbs. And how foolish it is.
所以这个智慧的师父就教导了，说我们聪明人、智慧人要远离这些亵慢的、愚顽的、愚昧的、愚蒙的，这些神所要击打、要厌弃的、要弃绝的这些恶。
So the wisdom master said, you have to stay away from these fools and the scornful and the wicked.
所以我们要试想看看。
Let us reflect on this.
我们人的愚这个字眼，人这愚这个性情。
Then the word for the characteristic.
我们中文比较好表达了。
And in Chinese, it's easier to express it.
我们人很笨拙。
So,
we don't.
We're very dull.
很缓慢 ，slow and dull.
And we're very slow and dull.
那我们人很憨，很傻。
We are so silly.
我们有点呆。
And we're
就嘴巴张开 ，stupefied。
We were stupefied with your mouth open.
还有就说你这个人真愚啊，愚蠢呐。
Then you are a fool. They are silly.
你这个人很凶狠呐、你很愚顽啊，那就糟糕了。
Then you are wicked,
stubborn.
Stubborn.
你这个人很愚昧。
You are stubborn and foolish.
也就是说你的眼界、你的脑力、你的心智。
Then your eyes and your heart and your brains.
蒙蔽啊。
Is close up,
或者说没有像主耶稣说的要磊落，要光明。
Unlike what Jesus Christ said, that you have to have brightness.
好像内在的缺陷没有办法弥补。做事常常就是失措，而有时候有做到有消极的、负面的、阻害的这方面呢。
That you're pessimistic and negative in all that you do.
愚昧，我们可以翻成 folly, F O L L Y.
And we can consider it folly.
而且这个字眼可以涵盖刚才所说的不同的层次的这愚、愚笨、愚蠢、愚行这些愚的本性跟他的行为。
And this folly can consider all the foolishness that we talk about.
所以当我们在查考这个字的时候，智慧师父的确在劝诫我们。
So the wisdom master has urged us.
刚才说的技能、潜力。
And the skill and the talent.
这是神所给内在的一种能量、一种能力。
This is the inner strength that God has given us.
表现出在外头的这个处事、待人、语言，一进一退、一投足、一举手的一个得到重肯。
That you have demonstrated that through your interaction with others.
而且你用智慧，你可以很正确的判断什么是是非善恶。
If you want wisdom, you should be able to discern the right and wrong.
而且你可以做出很正确的判断，而且有这个恒毅的心去执行到底。
You have a persistence in your heart to do the right things.
所以我们常说 wisdom and fortitude 是很重要的。
Wisdom and fortitude.
就是说你要一种智慧跟恒毅，那把神所给你的内在跟外在的这些技能本性都把它发挥出来。
Then from this wisdom and persistence, you have to demonstrate to the strength of God.
所以我的儿啊，你不要去跟这些愚有关系的这种愚顽、愚蒙、愚昧或者是亵慢，都有份的。
And my son, do not do not follow the instructions of the scornful, the fools, and the wicked.
但是我们当中有的人还是很，比如说有的人很刚愎。
But some of us are very stubborn.
不容易接受人的劝解。
They're not easily to take on the advice from others.
有的人很主观，自以为是。
Some are very subjective. They think they are the right.
有的人是很怎么说，很傲慢。
And some are very proudful.
就是这些性情在神看来都是应该去除的。
All these characteristics you should take, you should omit them.
因为这性情的这恶德啊。Vice 都慢慢的会接跟这刚才所说的愚顽的懈慢的愚昧的愚蒙的会有结缘的，甚至以后会同类的。
They should take away all this wickedness of man, like the scornful, the foolishness that we talked about earlier.
所以人家说儒家要修心养性啊，禅宗或者其他他们要修心养性。
So the儒家的 mention
Confucius
they mention about how you should examine your heart.
我们基督徒岂不应该更比他们高超吗？
Then as a Christian, we should overcome these and better than they are.
他们能够忍耐，但是我们就忍耐不了吗？
Then they can persevere. Can we do the same?
他们遇事很泰然，可是我们很急躁，很不满吗？
They're very patient, but we are impatient. And
他们注重口德心德，心里的养修心养性，口里的养的这样的修养，我们更应该如此。
They're watchful of their mouth and their heart, that we can do likewise.
反正这是教导我们能够知道什么是愚，什么是智，什么是神喜欢的，神要弃绝的。
So it teaches us the difference between wisdom and foolish. That
好，那再我们再看一章二三节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 2.
这是年轻人呐、啊，或者是智的愚昧的人呐、啊，要听我的话。
And all this youngster, you should know wisdom and instruction.
我给你劝勉，给你责备，你就要回转。
I give you advice, then you have to return.
好，那我这智慧要将我的灵的浇灌在你们。
So I will, my spirit will descend on you.
这个灵是智慧的，给你的心性气质。
And the spirit is the characteristic of wisdom.
我们叫属灵的品质。
And we consider the characteristic.
那这智慧有它的性相，智慧有它的特征。那你应该学习也有这种性相，这种特征。
Then you have to learn from the nature of wisdom.
那是他的话语教导我们，指示我们。
And his word will teach us.
那这样的话，以下所说的，我们不会像这些反抗、轻看、轻弃绝这些训诲、引导的这些坏人。
Then we will not be like the fool that forsake this instruction.
因为这个不听话的，就是说反抗的、行恶的这些人，在二四节以下就描写他的结局。
They describe the outcome of these foolish.
因为他们会受到惊恐。
Because there will be fear.
就是会受到苦难。
And they will have tribulation.
那假定他们遇到这些自食其果的这些灾害的时候，他们已经来不及了。
If they will take on their negative outcome, then it will be too late.
因为智慧一直在教导你应该什么是正的，什么是合宜的，和神旨意的，你要去做。
Because the wisdom will teach you the right way of God.
但是你不要做。
But you do not want to do.
你喜欢懈慢，追求这个愚顽。
You like rebuke.And foolish.
你要弃绝恨恶这个知识，神给的知识，或者应该是聪明应该追求的知识。
You disregard this knowledge.
那最后你就要自食其果。
Then you will take on the negative outcome.
所以三十一节就讲一个因果关系。
And 31 is say cause and effect.
你努力就收成。
So if you work hard, then you will receive the fruit.
你行善就得善果。
Then you do the goodness, you will receive the fruit.
你有修心养性，就得到这个年年益寿的好处。
Then you examine yourself, then you will get longevity.
那你假定行恶，就要掉在坑里头，不可自拔了。
If you do not do all this goodness, then you will fall into the pit.
所以这些就警戒我们。
And all this will be admonitions to all of us.
那假定我们当学生， 当子弟听这些话
，as a student or disciple, when we listen to this,
我们就知道说啊，原来是的。
We know this is it.
刚才说的这些一节、二节到六节的好处，我们得到了。
And all this benefit from verse 2 to 6, we have received them.
那我们要敬畏神来做一切追求的乐时，也找到了。
That we'll fear the Lord and receive the wisdom we found.
只有什么？只在32节说，愚昧的愚顽人，他们都是害了自己。
And in verse 32, it says that those foolish people that they will be slain.
那与这个对比。那个只有听从这个智慧的语言的，就能得到安然居住。
And whoever listen to God, that will receive security.
你就可以明哲保身，不怕灾害的。
They will be in the safety environment, will not be afraid of the disaster.
好，这第一章就给我们一个人，这身家生活的一个教训。
And chapter one, it gives us the lesson of life.
那你再看第二章。
Let's look at chapter two.
一节到二十二节，全章在讲什么呢
？And verse 1 to 22, what they talk about?
就是说，你一定要领受，你若这个你用这个条件性的，你假定要去接受。
Say hypothetical if you do this.
Conditional.
Conditional.
那你就会怎么样
？Then what will you receive?
第九节一下就说，你如果领受神。给的这智慧语言和师父给的训词，那你在第九节就会一些的后果出来。
If you receive this wisdom of God from verse 9 on, you will receive this positive outcome.
你明白什么叫正义、公平、正直，这神的公义这方面的范畴。
You understand what righteousness, justice,
所谓的良善
and goodness,
所有的社会或者人生应该有的道德。
And the morality that humans should have.
那你就会怎么样呢？你会有智慧为媒，还有神或者师父给你的智谋来维护你。
And you will consider wisdom that able to protect you.
你会得到保守。
And you will receive this protection.
然后你会脱离这个恶道。
And you will depart from the way of wickedness.
包括他的这恶人跟他们教训，跟他们的行径。
And their way and their wickedness.
所以九节到十二节讲到你领受神或者智慧师父的教训的时候，你得到正面的恶的利益。
When you receive this wisdom of God, and you will receive the benefits like verse 9 to 12.
好，十三节以下到十九节。
Verse 13 to 19.
这些恶人或者淫邪淫的人。
And those who done wicked things.
这是这等于说我们现在社会乱象，一些凶恶残暴不仁不义的事情一样的，你也要注意他们。
Like the perversity and the devious part of the wicked have done.
这是恶人淫邪淫的人这要提防要远离他们。
And you have to depart yourself from the.Perversity of the wicked.
那么在二十节跟20到21节就跟上面那组人对成一个对比。
And verse 20 and 21 is a contrast with the 13 to 19.
就是因为智慧让你行在善道。
Because wisdom has led you to walk in the way of goodness.
义路。
In the righteous.
那你可以像旧约圣经中主耶稣所说的，在世上可以立足、生存、发展那的居住。
It's like the Old Testament, you are able to live harmoniously.
而且可以存留。
And you are able to stay long.
到头来，神会剪除那些行恶邪淫的人。
At the end, God will rebuke and get rid of the wickedness.
所以所有的奸诈、虚谎、你无辜人的血、这残暴、凶残，这些神都要剪除掉。
And all these bad ways, God will omit them.
那你当智慧子弟，岂不是要来领受、来明白、来遵守吗
？As a person with wisdom, you should receive these.
所以这是很生活实践的教导。
And this is very practical in our life.
那我们再看第三章。
Let's look at chapter three.
第三章也是一样的，在讲你这个是我们常常讲奉为经典的一个训词。
It's a very classical lesson of wisdom.
第三章的第五节以下。
chapter 3 from verse 5 on.
其实这个也是贯穿我们在诗篇里头所谓的智慧诗篇的一个主题了。
And it's the main top theme in the Psalm of Wisdom as well.
Wisdom Psalm.
Wisdom Psalm.
那再譬如说第一章, 第一篇,
Like the chapter 1.
37篇,
and verse the, chapter 37.
73篇,
73.
90篇,
90.
91篇,
91.
或者是133篇,
and 133.
这些等等, 我们都可以归类到这智慧诗篇, 最主要也教导这个道理。
Now this can be considered the wisdom psalm, and like these words.
所以要专心仰望耶和华真神。
Then we have to be attentive to God.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Do not lean upon your own wisdom.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他。
In all things that you have done, you have to fear the Lord.
那么他就一定指引你。
Then he will show you direction.
依靠神安然静默地在等候他，他就成全你。
Then rely on God and wait for Him patiently, then He will give you all the guidance.
再来再看, 不要自以为有智慧,
and do not think to yourself you are wise.
真的要敬畏神,
then you have to fear the Lord.
不要行恶, and, 要愿意恶事,
and depart from evil.
那这样的话就好像补药了这些良药的。 有用的药来医治你的肚子。
It's like a good medicine that will be able to treat sickness.
滋润你的这个活筋，这舒筋活络。
And give you a good body health.
然后医治你的白骨，你的就是五官百害了。That
you are able to treat everything.
那这也在用这个人间所宝贵的家产。
And we use these precious possessions like the food in the storage.
因为你的殷勤、你的尊命，所以神给你祝福，也因为你的辛劳所得到的成果，你就可以就充满有余的。Because
of your hard work and your obedience, that you are able to receive all the wisdom.
就好像你收葡萄园的葡萄，你就要这个Tirosh。 新酒的收成,
it's like the, in a vineyard, you will receive this new wine, torash,
不会缺乏,
and you will be not
用这个生活上的需用神的供给，知道神在眷顾你。
And we use this practice in our life, and we come to know God.
但这个前提就是刚才从第五节所说的。
And preface, we talk about like in verse 5.
就说要专心仰望神。
Then we have to trust in the Lord.
要在一行所行的一切路上认定他。
Then you have to recognize God as your Savior.
要敬畏他。
And you have to fear Him.
让智慧、知识可以开展。
Then you will be able to expand your knowledge.
让你人生可以得到丰富跟生动。
Then you will receive all this abundance and goodness of your life.
所以说这是一个智慧的一个被保藏跟它的这个珍贵处。
And this is the treasure of wisdom and the preciousness of wisdom.
这一段讲完以后再看十三节以下。
Let's look at verse 13.
再讲福气,
happiness,
跟它的珍贵性是在哪里。
And where is the preciousness of happiness?
因为智慧是的确是福气的来源，它的珍贵性比金银财宝还要超越。
And wisdom is a source of happiness. It's more precious than the jewelry and so on.
而且呢，神所给的智慧。
And those wisdom who God has given us.
不但跟人生的这个灵肉方面的这个福乐有关。
And is related to our happiness in life.
在这里从你看成十九节以下
verse 19.
他这个就会引到八章二三节到三十二节，智慧当着神的这个创造的工匠参与创造的工程。
And verse 19 is related to the creations of God in chapter 8.
23-24. 还没有天地以前，智慧是好像道就存在了。
Before the creations and God's words already present.
这个 wisdom.
Wisdom.
那这个智慧参与这创造的工程，以他为设计师来创造出神的天地沧海。
And these creations, God is the architectures for the universe, sea and land and ground.
啊，那这当然又指到，又到另外一个智慧的神性、神圣性的超越性的那一个层面去。
It's beyond this divine divinations of God.
啊，那也就是说，人生的智慧之外呢，还有一个神的智慧，超越的那个这个创跟神的创造。啊，神的宝智智慧，神的这启发人一切智慧的来源的这个属灵的智慧。
And other than man's wisdom, the source come from the divinations of God who created the universe.
所以三章就讲这个。
And chapter 3 is talking about these.
生活上的。
And it's life.
跟神超越界的，神圣界的。
And all those beyond us, and in the divination of God.
他的位分是什么？
And what is the
level? What is his status, his role?
And his roles in this.
那你就会知道说啊，对的，人要追求。
And you come to understand that man should go after this.
很明显的教训，就要明白，要存记，要遵守。
This is a very obvious lesson that you have to follow and put it into your heart.
那个找不看不见的、难测度的那个智慧，要去求神来带领、来打开。来寻获到
that this unseen knowledge and wisdom you have to plead to God to receive them
那就是一章二章三章的整个智慧传统的一个开场白或者一种宣告
and this is like the preface of chapter 1 to 3 pursuit of wisdom
那个主旨那个主要的题旨主要的目的
and the main purpose of this
要解答刚才约伯记二十八章所说的
they will answerThe Job 28.
你何处寻找智慧
And where do you find wisdom?
智慧无可比拟
And wisdom is incomparable.
智慧表现在自然人生的一种定理规律，或者人的良知良能。
Wisdom is presence in the nature and in the heart of man.
你有没有用心去观察
？Have you used your heart to observe?
努力去追求
，go after this.
而且跟天道人道这样的吻合
，and combinations of the heavenly.Wisdom and the man wisdom.
那有的话，你敬畏神一定得到无比的好处。
If you fear the Lord, you are able to search.
那从这样就展开智慧传统师父们的教训了。
And this will be the expansions to look for knowledge, wisdom from the wisdom of the master.
那以后我们就查考约伯记。
We will research in the Job.And Proverbs,
啊，就是传道书
，and Ecclesiastes,
所罗门智慧
，and the wisdom of Solomon,
啊，还有就是那个耶稣希腊克儿子的智训，啊，希腊的智训，
the wisdom of Greece, Alpha.
好，那这当然这两本是可以再额外的查考
，and you can research into this book.
但是像箴言、传道书跟约伯记，我们好好的查考。
And Job, Ecclesiastes, and Proverbs, we have to research.
我们可以查出古代以色列的智慧传统 （wisdom tradition）， 古代智慧传统的真相。
And we are able to see the real picture of the wisdom traditions of Israel.
跟智慧知识这些多元意义，它的真意在哪里
？And where's the true meaning of the wisdom？
啊，跟我们在灵性上、跟生活上有什么样的益处
？How is it related to our spirituality？
是真的是无价宝的。
And this is incomparable.
所以愿神继续带领我们。
Let's may God guide us.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
244首。
244。
非常繁长的这个生活的动作。
Ordinary action in our life.
常常我们要去悟它，去领悟它。
And we have to realize that.
啊，就是说你会看出这背后的智慧在哪儿嘛？
Yeah.Can you able to see the wisdom behind this action?
所以从前有一个叫杨朱啊，叫杨子。
And the old time, there's a person called 杨子。
啊，他是一个利己主义者哈，他是 egoist。那他隔壁叫施拉扬。
He's an egoistic, his neighbor lost a sheep.
啊，因为羊圈破了洞，所以羊群都走失了。
The fence broken, so and the sheep.
那杨子隔壁的这个众童子就到各处去寻找迷羊。
And people look for the missing sheep.
啊，那找了半天回来没找回几只。
And look for it, but they couldn't find a lot of them.
啊，所以说邻人的失羊，啊，这件普通的事情。
then the lordship of the neighbor is a very ordinary person.
可是对杨子来说呢,
and to 杨子,
他真的在思考一个道理,
he thought of a dear wisdom.
他站在那整天终日忧愁的没有饮食的欲望,
he stood there for the entire day without eating and drinking.
终日默默无言,
then he keep quiet.
那童子就问师父啊, 隔壁就丧失几只羊，羊也不过是几日的工资可以买得到的， 何苦这样的费思索呢？
And that person asked the master, well, you can get all this sheep with money. Why you kept silent for the whole day?
那羊这个师父就回答,
and the master said to him,
众童子啊, 你们有所不知啊,
and you do not know this.
人生道中有奇, 奇之又奇, 那羊究竟迷失在哪条, 歧路上头。
And in our life, we have some missing sheep.
The divergent way against divergent.
The divergent way.
那你可以找到它的道理吗？
And can you find the theory behind this?
我找不到。
I couldn't find it.
所费思索的，在迷惘或甚至在忧虑这件事。
Then I'm being frustrated on this thing.
换句话说，你看到迷惘会想到这人生道理吗？
In other words, when you look at this lost sheep, can you?
你看到一个人的迷失，你会想到人生的歧途吗？
And can you? When you think of this missing, the lost sheep-like person, can you think of anything?
你有心戚戚焉的感受的话，那你。 有智慧了。
When you touch in your heart, then you have this wisdom.
我们愿主耶稣给我们这睿智，去看普通的道理，以后是深藏神或师父给我们的智训。
May God give us wisdom that we are able to understand.
一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.